This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I understand we have competing bills.
I have introduced a bill to eliminate earned income tax credits, and the other bill is to double earned income tax credits.
Thus began a lively debate between Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger and Prairieville Representative Tony Pakala. Leger, a Democrat, noted that the federal EITC was initiated by former Louisiana Senator Russell Long.
Former Senator Long didn't believe in handouts. He believed in hand-ups.
That federal link is one of the reasons Bacala, a Republican, thinks it should go.
The earned income tax credit is keyed off of the federal earned income tax credit. So we're tied to decisions in Washington that are going to affect us, and we have no control.
Leger argued.
Even with the EITC, the tax burden in Louisiana falls disproportionately on low-income families. This bill could serve as an opportunity to offset some of the regressive impacts that an additional penny of sales tax may have.
Plus, he says,
the earned income tax credit allows us to draw down $164 million grants at the federal level.
Bacala believes state spending should continue to assist business and industry.
And I think if we grow business, we grow opportunity. When we grow opportunity, we start fighting against poverty. Instead of treating it, we're curing it. We're in a budget crisis. All the choices we have are bad choices. So here it is. Which ones are the worst of the bad?
None, apparently. Both bills will return to the calendar for a later vote, along with all the other revenue-raising measures. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.